In the movie The Assassination of Richard Nixon, Sean Penn plays a salesman whose life is coming apart. In The Woodsman, Kevin Bacon plays a carpenter trying to put his life back together. Both Penn and Bacon will likely be on many people's shortlist for Oscar nominations this year. NPR's Bob Mondello says both actors turned in harrowing performances in psychologically dark films.
The Assassination of Richard Nixon begins with a man recording a tape that he hopes will explain his actions. He is, he says, only a grain of sand on the vast beach of America.
If I am lucky, the action that I am about to take will show the powerful that even the least grain of sand has in him the power to destroy them.
The year is 1974, and as America approaches its bicentennial, no one believes more in the American dream than Sam Bick. But the dream is letting him down. He's been fired from the family business, separated from his wife, and now his new boss is dumping on him, as he tells his best and only friend, played by Don Cheadle.
What about my rights?
You got a right to be mad, sure.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, partner. That's all I'm saying.
Sam, but Sam, it's a job.
See, this is what I mean. A man doesn't give up his rights at a job. A man doesn't give up his rights anywhere, and you of all people should know that.
As played by Sean Penn, seemingly with every nerve ending exposed, Sam is a simple, trusting man who becomes a magnet for humiliation. And when it comes, he just takes it, and you can't help cringing for him, praying that something somehow will go right so that he can hang on. The film is constructed as a social critique by writer and director Niels Mueller, whose previous film, Tadpole, also about a guy who didn't fit in, doesn't begin to prepare you for the force of this true life story. Or of Penn, who is astonishing, his posture bent, his brow beaded with sweat, repressed passion in every stammer. His performance turns the assassination of Richard Nixon into a vivid and very scary portrait of vulnerability. Kevin Bacon does something similar in The Woodsman, but he does it more quietly. He's playing an ex-con who has tried to shut down his emotions because they've led him to do terrible things. He never smiles and barely talks to the people at the lumberyard where he works, except reluctantly to Vicky, a tough woman played by Kyra Sedgwick, who makes it her business to take him to bed before she asks him why he had to serve time, and then doesn't believe what he tells her.
I molested little girls. Twelve years in prison is no joke.
How young?
Between 10 and 12. Once a 9-year-old told me she was 11, once a 14-year-old told me she was 12. I always asked how old they were.
What did you do to them?
It's not what you think.
First-time writer-director Nicole Castle never asks for sympathy for Walter. She just lets Bacon show us the struggle he's making, also what he's up against, the revulsion of co-workers, the sneers of his parole officer, and his own fear that he may lose his inner battle any time he ventures out of his apartment. Bacon is blank almost to the point of unreadability at the beginning of The Woodsman, then reveals himself in the tiniest tremors of emotion. Twitches and flinches. He is in every scene walking a tightrope, as is the movie. And like Sean Penn in The Assassination of Richard Nixon, he is creating the sort of genuinely riveting character that people talk about for years. I'm Bob Mondello.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.